I find this to be fascinating. Like The Secret and others like that, this is an interesting facet of people being able to make themselves happier. And it utilizes something that had gone on, when, 1912 or so, this was first published as the Master Key?
First published as Charles Fennell's Master Key System in 1912 when he was a businessman in St. Louis. And he put together a mail order version of this that Napoleon Hill got hold of, and Napoleon Hill credits Think and Grow Rich to the ideas of Charles Fennell and the ideas that are now in Tapping the Source. What we did is we took this 100-year-old mail order system that had 24 lessons, and we boiled it down to 7 lessons and made it into a really short, fun, easy-to-read book that can actually help people start manifesting not just material abundance, but psychological happiness and good health.
He was a very successful businessman. I've heard of him in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And he just was able to, you know, give pointers that worked for people.
It's truly amazing. I didn't know who he was until about a year ago when Richard Greninger pointed him out to me. And Charles Fennell started life in a frying pan factory. He was a working teenager. He worked diligently. By the time he was in his 30s, he was considered one of the pillars of St. Louis society. And he didn't write, like a lot of the people who have come since, a book just to make money. He actually had already made vast fortune using the very specific techniques in his original Master Key system, which are now in Tapping the Source. Some of these ideas have become popular in books like The Secret as the law of attraction, the law of vibration. But you really need to go back to Charles Fennell's original Master Key system to understand what these principles really are and how to actually utilize them in your everyday life.
And have you used them for yourself, William?
Absolutely. I have to say, I'm really probably one of the happiest human beings I've ever met. I've manifested a lot of money, but most of the money that I've created has been because I've always had the focus that Charles Fennell had, which was to be of service to other people, help other people, and you are going to draw positive energy to yourself. And it's not a tit for tat. Sometimes I'll help somebody and years will go by and I'll never receive any direct benefit, but I'll receive benefit from some other activity that I had never anticipated creating wealth for myself. So it is a little bit of what goes around comes around. There's some truth to that. But I have to say that we were so inspired that once we wrote the book, we went out and we produced a movie called Tapping the Source because I wanted to check if the principles of Charles Fennell could work for other people in other fields in other parts of the world. And I found out that they are working. We have people ranging from Mariel Hemingway and Kathy Lee Crosby and Monique Coleman, actresses, to the founder of Remax, to one of the wealthiest women in the Middle East. We have Eastern Indian gurus, we have famous artists, musicians, and all of them are actually using techniques that are somewhat similar to what we describe in the book Tapping the Source.
And at the same time, financial success isn't just the key to happiness. This allows people to be happy whether they make money or not, right?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that Charles Fennell talks about is you do have to have enough material well-being to take care of yourself. It's like what they tell you on the airplane. If you have small children and something's going down with the plane, get the oxygen to yourself first. Well, it's the same thing in life. You obviously need to have a nice home and you need to be able to pay your own bills before you start worrying about taking care of everyone around you. But the greatest happiness from some of the wealthiest people on this planet has nothing to do with how much money they have. And some of them have had to spend a lot of time and heartache to learn this. The two things we found in making our movie Tapping the Source was that service to others and a sense of gratitude were actually the two most important elements among all these people in determining how happy they were.
Well, look at the case of Steve Jobs today, CEO of Apple. I mean, yeah. Here's a guy who's probably got more money than God. And
he does.
I would guess he would give it all up to get back to his 100% health.
I'm absolutely certain he would. I'm certain he would, and I hope that he does regain his full health. He's one of the most interesting people. I've actually had the good fortune to meet Steve, and he is a character.
And a nice guy.
Yes, and he does have good intention. And when he started his company, it wasn't all about money. He really had a dream of putting a computer on every desk and changing what he felt was a very bureaucratic corporate world into something where individuals had greater freedom. And it's worked. And that's one of the reasons I think Apple has gone on to be so successful.
Give us some highlights of the Tapping the Source, the Master Key system, that people would utilize in order to change their life?
Okay, well, we have, through the efforts of John Selby, who was an expert on meditation, which is why we hired him. He has degrees from Princeton and has actually taught stress reduction. Because the very first step is you have to learn to focus within. The very first focus phrase, and there's only seven in the book, is to focus joyfully within. And that's really the very beginning. If you can do that, you're halfway home. You have to realize that you actually do co-create your reality. And if you are able to stop all the noise around you, all the things that the news is always telling you, if you allow those things to dictate the way your mind is going to work, you're never going to be able to focus and create your own abundance. So the very first step is to focus enjoyably within. Once you do that, then we have the other six phrases, and really, you can master them in about an hour and utilize them 5 minutes a day, and you'll start seeing results.
What is it, this tapping of the source, that allows this to change for an individual?
Well, according to Charles Hanel, tapping the source is aligning yourself with universal mind. Tapping the source is accessing what the quantum physicists are calling today the energy source, the zero point, in which all energy coexists. We now know scientifically that this is real, and it is actually possible to tap into what some people would call their intuition. And once you do that and start lining your own desires up with the true desires of the world itself, you start creating resonance. And once you start creating resonance, things start falling into place for you. Instead of always finding yourself in a struggle with others or with yourself, you start finding that there is less resistance because you have put yourself in the right place at the right time. And you can do this. Anyone can do this.
How did Hanel, almost 100 years ago, tap into this? How did he know this?
Well, I can't have any specifics since I wasn't around 100 years ago, but Charles Hanel read every book he could get his hand on, including the great books about, you know, Jesus and how Jesus manifested, but also the books on how the Eastern cultures manifested, including, I believe, some books on how indigenous cultures manifested. I, in my studies at Harvard University, studied a lot of different cultures. And the reality is when we made our movie Tapping the Source, I didn't limit our focus just to contemporary leaders. I went back and I interviewed shaman from a 700-year-old Mayan tradition. And I interviewed gurus from India from 1,000-year-old traditions. And the reality is the manifestation principles have been here from the beginning of time in our ancient cultures. We have just gotten away from what works, and it's really very, very simple.
Tell me about the law of attraction, William.
Okay, well, the law of attraction is the most famous of all the laws, thanks, I think, to The Secret.
Yeah.
What the law of attraction is that you will attract the same energy that you put out. So if you're putting out positive energy, if you're sincerely interested in making the world a better place, helping other people, helping your environment, you're going to draw positive energy to you. Now, some people, when they read The Secret, thought, oh, the law of attraction is I'm going to think about this Ferrari I want, and if I just think enough about the Ferrari and I have thoughts of Ferrari, I'm going to draw the Ferrari to me. Well, that's an oversimplification, and that did not work, and you have a lot of people out there who were frustrated and probably never went beyond page two of The Secret. With Tapping the Source, we're not pretending this is you're going to snap your fingers and anything you put your heart desire on, you will get. But we will teach you a very easy method that actually can start making a positive physiological difference in your heart rate and in your breathing within minutes. And that alone is going to be positive for your health. And the rest of it, yes, it's like anything else. If you want to make money in real estate, you've got to go out and study your market. You've got to study how real estate works.